My name is Sue Wentzworth, your host, coach, and educator that founded Worth Results. I help empower women to realize their worth, maximize their potential, and achieve the results they want out of life. Today's podcast, we're going to talk about complaining. So, get ready for that. Put away all your distractions. Focus on today's lesson, because this podcast class is now in session. Welcome back, friends. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about what to say with respect to this podcast, and I was going to start off talking about complaining, and I realized as I started writing about the topic, I actually started complaining about the topic of complaining. Like, you know, don't you just hate complaining? I had to catch myself. And maybe it's really, I'm going to start with about the positives and the negatives or adverse effects about complaining. You know, truth be told, a lot of people really think there's a lot of positive aspects to complaining, but really there isn't. There's a lot more negatives, I can assure you. And for most people, the act of complaining is really just about communicating the fact that they're not happy or that they are annoyed with something or someone. You know, and if they're complaining to a person or as a result of actions of a person, let's say like poor business service or the way a meal was prepared at a restaurant that they're at, well, they're just simply communicating that disappointment because that product or service or individual might not have met their expectations. Now, if we're talking about expectations, we're going to actually put a pin in that one, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And all of that can actually be a good thing. It can be provided as a form of feedback where another person can learn from it and grow. And you know what? That's great. Well done. But if we're complaining to a third person about a situation or a series of events that has frustrated that person, and the complainer is wanting to release their frustrations by this story, then that's different. This can become a rant. And a rant is just really a release of tension. And again, we do understand that a releasing of tension can be a good thing. So, okay, check there. The other form of complaining is what I actually used to do for a while, and honestly still find myself falling back into that habit, especially with my speaking and teaching efforts. And it's what I call negative entertainment. Negative entertainment, as I look at it, is basically you're turning a complaint into a story or a comedy routine, basically. And you start to complain almost for the attention or the enjoyment or the comic relief on how you feel you're conveying the story to others. And it creates an amusement for yourself. And hopefully, if you tell it right, it's funny to others. And I know many people do this. And it can be funny. It can be really funny. Lewis Black, I mean, he made a career out of comic ranting. And why it's so funny is because we've all been annoyed at one point in time by what he said. And sometimes, you know, what other people say, you know, it becomes really hilarious. He actually did a routine where he was reading a letter from a fan. And I remember he quoted in this fan's rant was while he was texting, and he goes, "And yes, I meant to type duck." And it was so funny because, you know, this type of a comic approach brings us back to when we were frustrated with autocorrect or, you know, whatever he happens to be talking about. And we laugh at that frustration. For those on the receiving end, and perhaps those like Lewis Black, you know, that makes their complaining a form of entertainment. And you know, from that perspective, again, it can seem very, very positive. But that's really where it all starts. That's really where it all stops. In fact, complaining in and of itself isn't positive at all. In fact, it has a lot more negative and detrimental effects than many people think. In fact, most people don't think about it at all. Since I've been coaching on mindset and success, I found that positivity is a real key item associated with that. How many people do you know from a success perspective who have complained their way to the top? Of course, other than comedians. And over the years, as I surround myself with positivity and gratitude, I'm starting to find that I have a very negative reaction around people who are more negative and complain a lot. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, if you're a coach, don't you listen to people complaining? Well, yes and no. You know, they're not really complaining, but they're really talking about why they haven't gotten where they want to be in life. They use different words. They use different tones. Someone who complains has anger and frustration in every word, and that comes out of their mouth, and you can hear it, you can see it, you can sense it. And generally, those that want to be coached, well, they're not really angry. They might have a small level of frustration, but they're seeking help and assistance. It's very different. Those that are frustrated and who are venting or ranting, I find you can see it almost in every fiber of their being. And I find my body starts to have a very negative reaction to that. And if it goes on for an extended period of time, again, like a rant, which can generally go on and on, then my body and my mind start to get negatively impacted. So when we complain, what are we doing? Are we providing feedback or comment? Or are we going down this negative rabbit hole of ranting and negative entertainment that, you know, you think feels good, but really impacts others? Now, we all know negativity is contagious. Have you ever seen a group of people and just one person starts to complain or, again, shares that negative entertainment joking story, and then the others start to jump on the bandwagon? It can even start with the same topic, and then, you know, sometimes it makes them think of something else that frustrated them, so it moves on to the next topic and so on and so on, and then it becomes this negative rant spiral session. And as you can see, I'm moving into the negatives of complaining. The more serious aspects about complaining, based on my research, is that not only does complaining have physiological changing damages, it also has cerebral changing damages. It can rewire your brain. Not only will it become a habit, like any habit, it'll then become very hard to break, because your brain is going to make it even harder to break. Now, how does it do that? Basically, it rewires your brain, because your brain loves efficiency. And it likes to avoid unnecessary steps, really at all costs. Repeating a behavior like complaining, it makes your neurons start to branch out and find easy information flow. And this is much easier to repeat the behavior later. So in fact, you're really doing this without realizing that you're doing it. And did you know that most people complain once a minute during a typical conversation? Ugh. Complaining, I get it, is tempting because it starts to make you feel good. But like any other things that start out enjoyable, like smoking or eating a pound of bacon for breakfast, it isn't really good for you. You can't blame your brain. You have no idea how many times it took me to actually say that. You can't blame your brain. There you go. I said it again. Who would really want to build a temporary bridge every time you needed to cross a river, right? It makes a lot more sense to construct something more permanent, a permanent bridge. So your neurons grow closer together and those connections between them become more permanent. Basically, scientists like to describe this process as neurons that fire together, wire together. So repeated complaining rewires your brain to make future complaining more likely or easier. Over time, it becomes easier to be negative than positive, regardless of what's happening around you. Complaining becomes your default behavior. And that changes how people will perceive you. And here's another kicker. Complaining damages other areas of your brain as well. Research from Stanford University shows that complaining shrinks the hippocampus. Now, the hippocampus is within the limbic system of your brain, which has to do with creativity, inspiration, and motivation. And damage to the hippocampus is scary, especially when you consider that that is one of the primary brain areas that, get this, is destroyed by Alzheimer's. Are researchers saying there's a connection between complaining and Alzheimer's? I think so. I'm saying there's certainly a causality. I know how I feel when I'm around negative people. I feel mentally drained. It's like they're taking my energy because, you know, they need so much energy to rant and really giving me nothing in return. And look what it's doing to them. And I've seen it firsthand. I've seen so many people over the years as they grow older express more and more negativity with more and more frequency. Just to make a small point, how many happy old people do you know? I honestly can count them all on one hand. I know friends and relatives even have their negativity come out in the form of a family get-together or that negative entertainment turn those gatherings into dreaded experiences. And what about work? Wow, I know a lot of meetings that turn into a bitch fest, and it means we're just all negatively spiraling, and it doesn't do anybody any good. We know statistically negative workplace environments lead to more stress, more burnout, anxiety, depression, and certainly a lot more turnover. So I bet some of you are thinking, hey, well, what's my options? Do I get up and walk out of the meeting? Well, that doesn't look very good. Do I say something? Yes, you do. And the other option is you quit. Because, you know, maybe that's how you need to get away from it. I understand that those are some extreme options, but hey, guess what? People do it. The negative impacts are proven. I had mentioned in previous podcasts about looking at those relationships and those situations from a perspective of almost self-preservation and making sure, given the negativity that you're experiencing, is it really worth it to have that in your life? Check out that podcast if you like. You know, and it all depends on what is important to you and how you deal with negativity. You know, I'm finding it more and more, especially on the road, in the classroom, with friends and family. More and more, it has to stop. Negativity and complaining is almost like a cancer. If I said you were giving yourself or someone else cancer every time you complained, then would you try to stop? Oh, wait. I mentioned smoking earlier. Well, you know what? There's a lot of smokers out there and they won't stop either. Yes, that is a complaint. I do recognize that. There are some topics that obviously trigger me, as I am sure there are topics that trigger other people. But there are other more helpful ways to express annoyance and or release tension. And we all know about exercise and meditation and yoga and so on. But you have to find a way of getting away from it and stop it yourself. I mentioned expectations a bit earlier. You know, expectations can lead to disappointment, especially when reality doesn't live up to those expectations. So what do you do in those cases? Maybe they just need to be re-examined, or better yet, how about discussed before the interaction? So what you're expecting from another individual, communicate and see if the delivery of what you're expecting in the way you want it is 100% certainty. And you know, if it isn't, then I think something needs to change. I'll leave that to you to decide which one. But do yourself and others a favor. The next time you think to go on and on about a frustrating experience or rant to someone else or create this negative entertainment, I really want you to pause, rephrase it, or better just still, keep it with yourself and stop complaining. Your brain, your body, and everyone around you will honestly thank you for it. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I know there are a lot of choices out there, and I am so happy you spent your time with me today. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a lesson. If you want to talk about your own story or have a specific question or topic to be answered next time, head over to worthresults.com and connect with me. I would love to hear from you. See you next time.